One more. Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jessica Parkinson, multi-talented person, loves to sing, has a really pretty voice, and loves theater. So that's what we're going to talk about really, Jessica. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm good, and you know, this sounds like you have a production coming up in March, so why are we talking about it now?
Well, we have to have people in the production, so audition dates are coming up the end of this month, so that's what we wanted to talk about today. Audition dates for The Butler Did It, they are December 22nd from 6 to 8, December 27th from 4 to 6, and December 29th from 6 to 8, and they will all be held at the Elks Lodge here in town.
Okay, and saying that, that just says, is that where the production will actually be held?
It will be. It's going to be upstairs at the Elks, and the production dates are March 11th through the 13th.
Okay. How many people are you going to need for the acting part?
We need 4 men and 5 females. So, yeah, we need several different age ranges, and it'll be a lot of fun.
I think if you are involved with theater, people do it because it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. You become a family, really. You get to know everybody. It's fun to meet new people. And I have friends all over Southwest Iowa. And the reason we're friends is we got involved with theater and now we're in each other's lives and we are best friends and they're always there for me.
Because I think there's some amount of stress in putting on a production. You have to be together to practice. So I'm thinking you do really get to know people on maybe a different level than you just do in an going to a meeting or something.
It really is. It's kind of like this strange, almost like a strange marriage of people, because you have these people that we love doing the same thing and we're all here for the same reason. We get on each other's nerves a little bit, but we all are just one big happy family. It truly is a family.
And it does take dedication because those practices, they take time.
Yeah, there's a lot of memorization and there's a lot of practices. So you really do have to commit to a show, and that's kind of your life for a while. It's a short while, but for a while, that is your life.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're inviting people, I'm sure, from all over. If they can hear us, they certainly are invited to come and try out.
Absolutely. We just want, this is a true community event. It's just held at the Elks because they have a great stage up there and they're helping us produce it. So it really is trying to just get community theater back into Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a while. I know you've had several that actually have been held at the Methodist Church, although they were actually community productions, but I think maybe having it at the Elks will give it a different kind of flair, and I'm sure you've been thinking about that. So tell us a bit about the plot here.
So it's a murder mystery, which are always fun to do. This one kind of takes a little bit of a twist. It's kind of set old school mansion. It's a one stage set, and you have the Colonel and Lady Covington. They are hosting this guest, which is actually murder mystery author, and poor Jenkins the butler, he gets in trouble when Trevor, their eavesdropping neighbor boy, he is murdered, and Jenkins the butler is pinned, and they know that it's him. They get scared, they tie him up, he's in the chair, he knows he didn't do it, so he has to figure out how to prove himself guilty and who actually did it, all while tied in a chair. So it's a comedy murder mystery, which are so much fun for the actors and the audience. It's like your own CSI kind of night.
Now, you mentioned various ages are needed, and so there is the young nosy neighbor that would be a little bit younger, and then probably the people that own the mansion are going to be a little older. So you have that whole age range.
Yeah, we have the head and the lady of the house. There's the butler. There's a maid. We have the eavesdropping neighbor boy. We have the daughter of the house. We have the grandmother of the house. We have a Father Timothy who comes over for one of those, I'm here to visit you, but just doesn't really know when to leave. He just kind of sticks around. And then the author of the famous author is there as well. So
that almost sounds like it could be a mystery within a mystery when you have a mystery writer there.
It is. You know, they don't, it's kind of, and there's a storm and they just don't really know how to get people there. Like the cops aren't there. And well, you know, the author's there. She's written many mysteries. Surely she can figure it out.
Sounds like a fun production. Now, you mentioned at this point it's tryouts for the actors, but I'm guessing you might need some other volunteers as you go along.
Yes, I've been, Dave Arbach is helping produce this, and so we've been talking. We need different people to do set construction. We'll need sound and lighting and just different things like that, publicity. So yes, it is definitely, and if you want a backstage help, we're needing backstage help, and all that stuff is just starting to get kind of flushed out and everything.
What about costumes? Is this a period place?
It is. We're trying to decide if we're going to go way back old school or kind of keep it a little bit modern, depending on how our costume works out. So yes, we will either be having to find costumes, make costumes, rent costumes. But yeah, there will be costumes involved.
Okay. So that just says there's something kind of for everybody in terms of their talent. If you don't want to be an actor out there in front, there's lots of other opportunities to get in on this fun and work. So how did you get started in theater? Is this something you've done since you were 3 or 4?
Well, I did a couple shows in high school, where everybody pretty much starts in middle school, high school, and I kind of fell out of it. I got really involved in my career and just life in general, and one of my friends was like, you know, you're a really good singer. You should go and be in a musical. I was like, I don't really have time for a musical. Oh, just be in the chorus. They don't have to show up every night. So I did. I was just in the chorus. I fell in love with it. Met some of my best friends that are still my all-time best friends. And I kind of just went on this binge of theater, and I just couldn't get enough of it, and I absolutely love it. I kind of fell out of it when I moved to Atlantic, just because there's not a lot around. It's about an hour drive wherever you go, and I just really want to get it back into Atlantic again.
Yeah, lots of people have so much talent they could share. Now, I think you mentioned that you're doing choreography work on something also.
I am. I'm starting to do choreography work for You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. That's going to be held at the Wilson, and that is in April. I can't remember the dates for sure, but go to their website. They are doing Steel Magnolias as well before that, so they've got a lot of good shows coming up and different people coming in. They just brought the Nutcracker in, so if you're wanting anything, musicals, straight plays, specialty acts, the Wilson is a great place to go as well.
Okay, and that's the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak, and I know that they do have a good website to keep you up to date. So you mentioned it's been some time since there've really been a theater group in Atlantic. I think there was at one time. So this is an opportunity for people to maybe, as you say, kind of get it going again.
Yeah, exactly. There still are some of the people that were in the old theater group that I know Dave has talked to and some other people have talked to, and they've still got some flats and some different parts that we're going to be using of that. So it really is trying to get a group back together, and we're hoping to maybe get a solid core group of, you know, a team that could do like maybe 4 shows a year or 2 or 3 shows a year. We're just looking at different venues and different opportunities. So it's slow going, but it's going to get there.
So Jessica, we're visiting with Jessica Parkinson. If people have questions, if they're interested and they said, well, we know you're doing this, but we didn't get in on whatever. We're going to repeat that in a minute. But who should they contact and how should they do contacting?
You can contact myself. My number is 712-621-6648, or Dave Arbach. His number is 712-249-4422. And any questions, if we don't know the answer, we can direct you to someone who does.
Okay. So remind us again, tryouts are coming up starting tomorrow, actually.
They are December 22nd, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., December 27th, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., December 29th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., all down at the Elks Lodge. And if you can't make those dates and are really wanting to try out, just call us and we will definitely make appointment and we'll get you tried out, because we want to make it open for everybody that wants to.
Good point. You know, some people may be already on vacation, yeah, and not around at this point because, you know, it's Christmas week. I know you know that because you're so involved with so many things. So again, contact Jessica or Dave Arbach if you have questions, or leave a note at the Methodist Church if that works. But don't miss the opportunity if you are interested in theater. So we want to thank you very much, Jessica Parkinson, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on what's going to be happening here with theater. Until next time, here's a thought. It is the personal thoughtfulness, the warm human awareness, the reaching out of self to one's fellow man that makes giving worthy of the Christmas spirit.